الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The very core and essence of tasawwuf and khanqa, our islah, coming for the program, islahi program, is on my right to build such a relationship, a very close relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that we find the love of Allah in the heart. And what you love, a person remembers all the time. So that is the object, to remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. And that is wasila, but a sword. To reach that stage that we have the close connection with Allah Ta'ala. And wasila, what a scene, is also that close connection, but it isn't as close as what wasila is. So that is what is our object. And our coming here, and the khanqa, islah, tazkiyah, that is the object to build that very close relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Once that is realized, and a person has the love of Allah in his heart, he'll be more conscious of Allah than of himself also. And all the time, I must not displease Allah Ta'ala. He will want to please Allah Ta'ala. And the enjoyment he will get of the closeness of Allah, all that he will do won't be even like a mujahada. It will be a pleasure. It will be a joy for him. He will look forward to it. So that is the real object why we are here. And we should keep that in mind. Not just to pass our time, that so many days are finished, so many days are left, etc. But that object. And it's not necessary we'll only get it at the end. Are we getting there? Are we moving in that direction? That we are finding that love of Allah Ta'ala. For that, the biggest thing Allah Ta'ala has given us, the greatest, most honorable thing, is namaz, salah. That is the greatest thing by which we can gain this closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And for this namaz, we can see, and having this relationship and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and the close intimacy with Allah Ta'ala, it starts with namaz. So we must not be daydreaming. We must not be hallucinating. And we are thinking that I've got the closeness or I've come here for that. But we're not even worried of our namaz. Even the quantity, the number of rakats of namaz, we are not. Without namaz, we can forget that we can get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is the main thing. And the output of namaz is fully in our hands to make our full namazes, all the fajr, zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha. Are we doing that? And then the outward postures, that is also in our hands. That also we can do. Are we doing that? So if we are doing that, then inshallah the inside, the concentration and devotion will also come. As it is said, that if the salt is gone bad, then what is going to correct the food? If namaz was supposed to correct our whole deen, our life, but our namaz is bad, now what is going to correct our lives? Namaz is the main thing. For that is all the zikr that we do, and not half-heartedly, not half-sleepy, but properly, that building that connection, that love with Allah Ta'ala. If we are doing that, then we can hope. Otherwise, if we are thinking, we are getting, or even just to think that my object is to find Allah, the love, the closeness of Allah, but I'm not worried of my namaz, we are not even daydreaming, we are just in a fool's paradise. We are thinking, so our namaz must come right. The outward of our namaz, and then the postures of our namaz, the quantity of our namaz, then inshallah we have to work also on the quality of our namaz. Then we will hopefully, a person who corrects his namaz, everything of his will be done. So that is very important. And yesterday we started speaking of the fadail of ishraq namaz, but before that, we should see that all our five times namazes, with the faras and all the others, وسنة مؤكدة غير مؤكدة نفل, all that is in order also. Our outward postures we are correcting also, and we must be concerned about that. Inshallah, there will be a full program of correcting our outward namaz. But before that, we should be concerned and we should try and rectify, find out, and see that we are correcting our namaz. And then after that, what is very important also, we should consider our qaza-i umri. Namaz becomes faris if a person doesn't remember when he became baligh, then at the age of 15, Islamic 15, which is 14 and a half. And if he became baligh before that, and he knows it, then from that time. So usually that time, we were in our context here, we were in standard 7 at that time. Now each one thinks at that age, was I regular with my namazes? Was I making my namazes? Later on, whenever it came and Allah gave us tawfiq, we became regular with namazes. But now becoming regular with namaz doesn't cancel out those qaza namazes. And until we are still responsible for that, for those qaza namazes, then also we're just daydreaming that we have contact with Allah Ta'ala. It's like a person who is buying from his merchant's goods, but he hasn't paid them. He's got old debt, which he hasn't paid. They are not written off also. And he's owing those, and he wants more goods now. Even if he comes after 10 years, he was dealing with the company for 10 years, for whatever reason he was not dealing after 10 years, he starts ordering goods, but he's owing them money. The immediate response will be, when they check all their records, that first pay your old account before we can supply you with new goods. So here also, that for Allah to supply all the great qualities of which the fruit of deen, the enjoyment of deen. Today, generally, we think deen is a burden. I just have to, it's all restrictions, it's all duties, it's all things that I have to do. Very seldom do we understand that deen is a great joy and pleasure. It is the ni'mat of Allah. Al-yawma akmaltu alaykum ni'mati. My very, very special ni'mat I've completed. So deen is a thing of great enjoyment and pleasure. It isn't of restrictions and of control, and like all the time you are like on duty and you have to be on the ball all the time. It's a thing of enjoyment and pleasure. But we don't take it like that. We take it only as restrictions. But when deen will come into our lives, we'll see what great enjoyment. So our namazes, if we haven't paid our... So that is what the delivery will be from Allah Ta'ala. When we have our matters clear with Allah, all our qada-i umri also we have done. Now Allah will put in our hearts the enjoyment of deen, the pleasure to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. What an enjoyable name. Your name is so enjoyable. Aashiqo ka ajamo meena hai. Like those people who are in the taverns and they got their bottle and they're pouring in their glass. They're in a different world. They know their wives will be angry with them. Everyone will be fighting. But at that time, they're in a different world. The person who finds the love of Allah, just the name of Allah, the whole deen is so far away. But just the name of Allah, the enjoyment, and that Allah will put in the heart. But that is when our matters for one amongst many, that all our qada, umri, we have also fulfilled. So we should be conscious of that also. And Allah reward all those brothers who have prepared beautiful books and scales where we can fill in what our namazes to make it easy for us. There are few like that available. We should try and get that also. And start with our qaza-i umri. That is very important. Now that we have become reasonably regular with namaz, doesn't mean all that is cancelled out. No, all that is still there. Then another thing that we also have to be concerned about is our sajda-i tilawat. Especially those who became hafiz. And they became hafiz while they were not baligh, then they're not responsible. But from the time they were baligh. And generally what we have found, that no emphasis, no No discussion of sajda-i tilawat is made with the HIFS students in the HIFS classes. In fact, one student of ours, when he completed his HIFS here, and after that he had to make Taraweeh, and he was told you must make sajda-i tilawat, he asked, what is sajda-i tilawat? He didn't even know what is sajda-i tilawat. So he didn't make it in his whole becoming hafiz. How much door, how much sabak, sabak door, how much? And we didn't make those. The rules, regulations are sitting one place, repeating. All the details are there. But to be conscious, and it is the duty of the ustad to make the students aware that we have to make our sajda-i tilawat. So if we are not, we haven't made those sajda-i tilawats also, or even people who are not hafiz, but we are reading Quran Sharif and we don't make our sajda-i tilawat, and we have got that also as a debt upon us. That also we have to sort out. With that, we should also think, for the ladies especially, even men, but moreover ladies, our qaza rozas. Ladies, when they are still young, they have their monthlies. In those days, they can't keep their rozas from 3 to 10 days, whatever the number is. And it usually happens that they don't make the after Ramzan, they think we'll make it. And they're waiting for winter, we'll make it. We're waiting for this, and eventually it doesn't get done. And before you know what, 10 years rozas have accumulated. Now they feel it like a mountain. How are we going to manage it? And usually with the woman, Allah make it easy for them, and their rewards are also so great. They have 2-3 small children disturbing them, and it's a handful. The children, if we are brought reasonably up, there is a different story. We hand them over to some maid, a non-Muslim, a kafira, and we are free doing our thing. Then we don't realize what it is to bring up children. But if the mother, who is a mother, that and she, who she gave birth to, and she brought her into this world, and she looked and brings her up, and if she's a Muslimah, mu'mina, and she brings her up accordingly, it's really a handful for her. But the rewards also are very, very, very great by Allah Ta'ala for every little what she does for her children. So it is a challenge for them. But with all that, the due rights of Allah come first. So all that qaza of our namazes, we also, there are some of our friends who reported while we were young, high school, college, just for fun, just to show the friends a point, they broke their farz roza. So the kafara is also, we are responsible. And mashallah, whom Allah gave tawfiq, they kept their kafara. 60 consecutive rozas. And that day's rozas qaza also. And together with that, tawbah and istighfar also. By keeping the 60 rozas, that qaza is done now. And the kafara is done. That one roza is still balanced. That also we keep. And together with that, tawbah istighfar for the guna that we made. That also is required. So we should do that also. Together with this also, one thing which we are generally very negligent and in fact negative about it, and this also goes unfortunately across the board. The very pious, the learned, ulama, everyone. And that is the matter of inheritance. When our parents passed away and we don't sort out the inheritance, it just carries on and on like that. And many times later on you find lot of obstacles also. People become stubborn. People see where their benefit is and then they block it also. They try their best to block it until money matters are not clean, our income is not correct. And if our income is not correct, as we are reading in mashallah, the etiquette, our monetary dealings, and even the charities we are giving, they're not acceptable. If that money is not correct, then the charities, if one person, whoever it is, the eldest brother, one of the brothers, there were 4 or 5 brothers in a, they had a company, and he is a serf sort of. And he says, I give you. And what commonly, I'm not running away, I'm not dying, I'm going to give you, but you have to give it almost immediately. According to law, the procedure by law to wind up an estate takes many years. We don't have to worry about that. According to Sharia, we can do it in the same, in a few days' time, in 1 week's time. It can be sorted out according to Sharia. Let the law and the lawyers and them sorting out the estate, let it take its course. That we don't have to worry. But we sort it out. And money must be done, the money matters must be clean. So in there also, unfortunately, people forge wills also. Lawyers even get involved in the whole process. Forge sicknesses, signatures also. And so if that money now is not halal, then and it's going on, then with the progeny, how lot of harm it causes. So that also we should clean our matters with Allah Ta'ala. All our matters. These are things usually which we don't think, what we know we have done wrong. Make sincere tawbah. And then, mashallah, there was one brother about 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years something. He came and he spent some time and then he became conscious. He came here to Darul Ifta and he explained that he hasn't paid his zakat whole life. Very wealthy man. But when he realized it, he sold some of his properties in order to pay his zakat. So when the consciousness comes, and that is Allah puts it, and then it becomes easy. Otherwise a person, any of his investment, any of his assets, he can't part with it. This is my lifelong what I worked for, and I bought these properties, I made this investment. But when the love of Allah comes, it becomes easy, it becomes a pleasure, and a person sleeps well after he has done it. He enjoys it that I've all this debt of mine I've settled. So a wealthy person who didn't pay zakat for 30, 40 years, how much will it come out to? But Allah gave tawfiq, so Allah makes it easy. So clear our matters with Allah and then see how Allah's rahmat pours down upon us. So we should end with the context we are in at the moment, our namaz, our salat. We should see that we are making it properly. Our 5 times namaz must be done properly. Then with all the quantity of our namaz and the outward postures correct, our qadai umri also we do. And then we can get all the great virtues. For example, we were discussing of ishraq namaz. And all this also is not only for the month of Ramadan. And morning when we finish our program, yeah, for us it is, there is still about 15 minutes, 20 minutes left for ishraq time. If we have to go in sleep at that time, when we get up, there is still ishraq time. Make our ishraq our charge. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, whom Allah had blessed with lot of knowledge also, fiqh also, and tasawwuf also. Hazrat was an imam in his field. And so Hazrat explained that the ulama, ishraq and charge namaz, general view, they are 2 separate namazes. But there is a view that it is 1 namaz also. And the time of ishraq is about 13 minutes or so after sunrise. And then it lasts till zawal. But the best part is till the half of the morning. And till then. And from the half of the morning, the time of chashd starts, zuha. That namaz starts. But you can make it, if you make it later, the sawab will be less. So if we go to sleep, when we get up, when we are now getting ready for whatever, we go to toilet, we make wudu, make our ishraq at that time. And try and make 2 rakats, better make 4 rakats. And if we can, make our charge separately. Otherwise, also our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained to us, the minute a person has finished his ishraq namaz, whether it is like nowadays, say about 6:30 or so, and he finishes it, and the time of charge starts as soon as you finish your ishraq namaz. You wanted to make 2 rakats or 4 rakats of ishraq, the minute you finish, the time of charge starts already. Hazrat also explained that the ulama view that charge and ishraq is the same namaz. So that whole period you got from 13 minutes after sunrise till zawal time, you can make any time these 2 namazes. Make niyat of ishraq, charge. Make niyat of both of them in 1 namaz, both the sawabs you will get. So we should try that if we don't make it immediately 13 minutes or so after sunrise, we're going to sleep, and then when we get up, make our ishraq. And then it should not be only that we are doing it now in Ramadan, but it should be a lifelong thing. We should carry on with it. It's not just that in Ramadan we become super namazis and super Muslims, and after Ramadan it's finished. It is optional, it is a nafal, but we should try. That is when we'll get the true benefit of it, and we carry on with it. And a person who makes the niyyah, Allah will make it easy for that person also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the one of great virtue, we explain that all the gold and silver that is in the world, the person spends it in the path of Allah, 2 rakats of ishraq is more superior than that. So when that is the condition of that one nafal, then all the nafals, how much does it come to in the whole lifetime? And then that doesn't equal a farz. What is the value of a farz? And in Ramadan, when that farz is the value of 70 farais, how great value. And by Allah, Allah is the giver. For Allah, it is not difficult at all. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that a person who reads 10 times Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah built a palace for him in Jannah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case, O Allah's Rasul, we will build plenty of palaces. Just read 10 times Surah Ikhlas and your palace of Jannah is built. So he said, we will do plenty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah's Qudrat and Allah's kindness is much, much more greater than that. In other words, carry on reading your 10 times Surah Ikhlas. For Allah to give you that palace is no big deal. Yeah, if you do something and somebody has to reward you with that, they can manage it for one time. Then they see, we can't sustain it. It's not sustainable. We can't do it all the time. But for Allah, there is nothing, no limit for Allah. So Allah will give. So our Ishraq Namaz, we do it and Allah will give this reward. And Allah has made it so easy for deen. For dunya, lot of hard work. But like one time, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, he was speaking on nikah, marriage. And he said that to have a marriage, as commonly we have, inviting 200, 500, 1,000 guests, whatever it might be, and all the preparation from 1 week before, 2 weeks before, all the things that we prepare to go for shopping to London, Paris, Dubai, Karachi for the wedding, all the things. He said, isn't this difficult? All said, yes, it's very difficult. He said, when we have to do it, they say it's very easy because it's in the society, it's in the environment, it's in the air, everyone is doing it. Then he explained sunnat nikah, that you propose, proposal is accepted, you have the nikah made immediately. It can be just there and then at the house there. Or you have it in the masjid, announcement, and you have the nikah. You have walima, and walima also doesn't mean to invite 200 people. You invite 2 people, 5 people. Walima is done. And even if you're just normal meals you have with the niyat of walima, walima will be done. Isn't this easy? All said, very easy. All will do it, very hard to do it. Because nobody is doing it, what is easy has become very hard. What is very, very, very hard has become easy. Today, deen is the easiest, more easier than that also. The sunnah of our nikah we do, so easy it is. And it is akmal, the most perfect way to do anything. It is ajmal, the most beautiful way. And it is ashal, the easiest way. But to practice on sunnah has become like impossible today. And to practice on fashion, to practice on what is in vogue, what everyone else is doing, to pay so much, to pay for one pair of kurtas, how much it costs. But to go and buy 1 pair of jeans, so much more. 1 pair of shoes, so much more. But that has become easy. To take out the money for that has become easy. To do the wrong things have become easy. To do the right has become difficult. And today, we are doing all the wrong things. And then we're still having that why people are picking us on us all this. If you are doing the wrong, you are doing wrong. You have to accept it's wrong. You can't expect to say that you are doing wrong now. Now it's right what you are doing. It's wrong, it's wrong. So we have to make this effort that the right becomes easy. So whole of deen, Allah has made And akhirat, everyone will realize that it was so easy, it was so straightforward, but I didn't practice. And I'm losing out so greatly today. On that day we'll see the value of one subhanallah. One time to say La ilaha illallah. What to say of reading Quran Sharif, Surah Ikhlas we read, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, Alhamd Sharif, and whatever, one ruku, when we'll see the value of it. And it was so easy to do it. And to read two rakats of namaz, all this was so easy. And what Allah is giving. How could I have been so stupid? How could I have listened to other people? How could I have not understood? But it will have no effect whatsoever. Fortunate, and this is also that when deen will come, that love of Allah, all this will come in the heart. The value of deen will come. The value of one subhanallah. We won't want to waste time. The value of one moment, one second, all this thing will come into our heart and we will cherish it. Now then, to practice on deen and to other people will think it's a great, heavy, difficult thing that you are doing. But for those people, they will find it easy. They won't be able to do without it. All the practices of deen will become easy and they will just want to do it. Other people will think they are suffering. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also with this concern and fikr of the ummah. The whole night he was pacing in his room, up and down, worried of the. His wife asked, what's wrong? Why don't you sleep away? If you sleep away, he said, if you have my fikr, there will be two people walking up and down. When Allah will put it in the heart, everyone will have that concern. So Allah give us that true concern. And this also starts basically when we will see to our namaz. We read our full namaz, our postures are right, with that then our inside of namaz will come, and on that Allah will deliver all these great bounties and they'll come directly into our hearts. We control our gazes. Allah puts that halawat-e-iman right into the heart. In one riwayat it comes that performing our ishraq namaz, we get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, tam, complete. It doesn't seem to click that you make your ishraq namaz two rakats namaz and you get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sadiqul masduq, was the truthful, and he was testified to be the truthful by his worst enemies also. Even they testified that he is 100% truthful. They gave him the title of As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the truthful one, and the trustworthy person. The non-believers, his enemies who disliked him, but they gave him this title. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, two rakats of namaz, ishraq, and you get the thawab of Hajj and Umrah. But just see, for our sake, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said three times, tam, tam, tam. That is the full thawab. Don't have any doubts. Remove your doubts. And today we lament that we can't go for Hajj or Umrah. Too much restrictions, protocols. We don't want to go. But ishraq we can make. Who's stopping us? And we get the full thawab of it. And like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was locked in the room with Zulaikha, but what he could do, run to the door. And it was in his mind that the lock I can't open. It's beyond me to open the locks. But he ran so far, Allah opened the locks. And not only did he run out of the room and get saved of disobeying Allah. And this is, what is that? Kaifiyat ihsani and nisbat and ta'alluq ma Allah. That at that time, when I can't displease Allah. All the things are in my favor, my nafs will be satisfied. I will get this enjoyment, but Allah will be displeased. So how much? Today we go out of our way to go commit guna. And Yusuf alayhi salam had everything prepared for him, but he went against it. He ran till the door. Allah did not only open those locks for him. Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of Nabuwat for him. Allah opened the doors of the rulership of Egypt for him. Allah opened the doors of his parents and family coming from Canaan to Egypt. And Allah gave him what and what when he did how much he could do. So we also must do how much we can do. So we all of us very, Isha, we must go for Umrah. It's opening up everything. But are we making our Ishraq? By which we get the full sawab. You don't need visas. You don't have to observe any protocols. No passport. No all that expenses. Nothing. And the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you get that sawab. So we should try and make our Ishraq namaz. We get the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah by making our Ishraq. So can you imagine? When that nafil is giving us so much, how much won't our faraz give us? Allah put this yaqeen in our heart that we can get this great, great rewards. A person who goes every year for Hajj, everyone respects him, honors him, that he's such a pious person, every year he goes for Hajj. But yeah, every day you can get this sawab. You can't make every day Hajj. Hajj is only during that those few days of Hajj. Only in those days you can make Hajj. But yeah, you can get every day the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah. Allah give us understanding. We make another two rakats. Allah sees to all our needs of the day. Whole day's needs are fulfilled. One good friend of ours, Sikandar Ibrahim of Lodium, he's a civil engineer. And he did a lot of work for the madrasa also at the beginning. He was the engineer here in the madrasa. He explained, and everyone has got some like a speciality. He makes sure he makes his Ishraq namaz. He says, every day I make sure I make my Ishraq. And then I see all my whole day's program all just falls in place. I've got appointments, I have to go on site, I have to go and meet somebody, then my now Zohar namaz on time, my lunch on time, everything just falls in place. And it just works properly, like hand in glove, everything goes. He says, some days for some reason when I don't make my Ishraq, I just find problems that day. My car doesn't want to start, or I get caught in a traffic jam. Somebody didn't turn up for his appointment. And now the whole program just goes out of order. So make our Ishraq namaz. And this also is one very important thing. We look after our deen. Our dunya gets looked after by itself. What is our thinking? I've got this work, I can't make Ishraq. I can't make my faraz namaz today. I've got this appointment. I have to be there. I've got so much work. Where I got time for namaz? Then Allah makes that dunya's work also more hard. Deen is gone. You didn't do your deen's work. But you do your deen's work. Just like students who study in a madrasa. This question comes about. One friend asked us today, that is tarbiyat, to make them practice on deen more important? Or is the ta'aleem, the education, more important? So there was a time when in our madaris there was 90% time given for tarbiyat and 10% for ta'aleem. Then the tables changed till today. Today, generally in the madrasa, no time for tarbiyat to encourage the students to practice. Now it's only ta'aleem all the time. And students are excelling in their ta'aleem and gaining more and more. The example of which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi gives, like a person who's just making wuzu after wuzu, he's not making namaz. Something wrong with that person. Somebody just giving azan after azan, but he's not making namaz. Wuzu is to make namaz. Azan is to make namaz. Now we're not making namaz. So acquiring knowledge is to practice. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when you practice on what you learn, then Allah gives you that knowledge which you did not learn. Allah puts it in your heart. So the barakat when we practice, Allah will give that knowledge. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah himself says, my friends, contemporaries who we studied together, they told me that we studied the same kitabs, same ustaz. How come you excelled? And you shone out not only in India, in the world. And not only in Hazrat's time till today. What a position. He says, together with my studies, I studied my ustaz and the pious people. I stayed in their company and I learned from them and I practiced from them and the inside qualities I gained. Not only the outside qualities of being regular with namaz. Otherwise, commonly with students, they're not regular with namaz. Their dressing when they're out of madrasa environment, what kind of dressing they have, what kind of language they have, how, if they are married, even like they are studying, but how they treat their wives, etc. All these things. So the practice is more important. And when we do that, in the knowledge, Allah will give barakah. So we do our amal, our ishraq, our faraid, and then our nawafil, our dunya, Allah will make it easy for us. And there is no doubt, as Allah says clearly, a person makes effort for taqwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him rozi min haythu la yahtasib. From sources which he cannot, he never ever had the idea that I can get money from here. And the amount also. You might be working and earning 20,000. And without working you got taqwa, Allah will give you 200,000. Or Allah will give you your money. But you will see that in your 20,000 or 200 what you are earning, you are still short of money. You add at the 20th of the month, you see my money is finished. And I still got 10 days to go. 15 days to go to finish the month, but my money is short. And you see that for your own basic need to spend in the path of Allah is out of the question. But when you have taqwa, Allah will give you so much that you don't know what to do with the money. You are looking for sources to spend. You will be spending in the path of Allah. And this is a vivid thing that you see how people just... Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's father, Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, every night at Isha, after Isha, whatever money he had in his pocket, he would go first prefer his family people, go and give away all that money. He had, of course, no bank account, was out of the question in those days. He had no safe where he keeps his money. His only money was what was in his pocket. But he says, I don't want to sleep with this problem at night. I don't want this with me. And I must give it away. He should go and give it away. In the next day, of course, he has to eat. He has to see to his family. Everything. But Allah provides. And Allah gave so much that almost every night he still left in his pocket. And then he didn't want to stay with it. He went and spent it. So these people, Allah make them, that they're spending on other people, who we think are poor people, and we are earning so much, no barakat in our money. Where our money goes, it goes in paying premiums on insurance policies. It goes on many other haram things, and it goes on medical fees. Big, big amounts we have to pay. We live that type of a life, and now we are engaged with the hospitals and the doctors, and we are paying big amounts there. In legal fees, where court cases now we have got, and all, and we're thinking that we are very rich, and we are short of money all the time. And when Allah gives that barakat, you have that little bit, and you spend also in the path of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Ishraq Namaz, the value of it is very, very great. That Allah gives the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah also. Allah gives that amount of money that all the gold and silver in the world, more than that, our Ishraq Namaz. So we should try now also to try and read our Ishraq Namaz on a daily basis. And read it also with this in mind, I have to carry on with it after I leave also. It must become part of my life. Then the next is Chashd Namaz, Salatul Duha. Ishraq Namaz is 2 to 4 rakats. You can read 2 rakats, you'll get the sawab. 4 rakats also more better. And all our needs for the day, Allah also fulfills. And Allah makes it very easy for us, everything, all our work. Chashd Namaz, we should read, is between 2 and 12 rakats. And at least we should think that I think myself to be a good jamaati worker, going jamaat, I regular, my 4 months a year I give, 6 months a year I'm spending, I'm at the markaz, I spend time, in khanqah I'm regular, and I'm regular at my zikr, etc., all that. But all whatever we do, umrah I go every year, and I have time, but did I make once in my lifetime 12 rakats of Chashd Namaz? It is from 2 to 12. We make two rakats, our chaash namaz is done. But even once in a lifetime, did I make once 12 rakats of chaash namaz. And there were those days that I was like free, when I was in Umrah, in Jamaat, I had a lot of time. We come to the Khanqah, we are spending our Ramadan here, and many days, our Sundays many times, in our context, they are free days. We'll spend them on other things. Did I even make once in my lifetime 12 rakats of chaash? We should try at least, inshallah. And for chaash namaz, the great virtue of chaash, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that for every joint in the body, and there are 360 joints, a person should give sadaqah every day, charity, so that Allah looks after it and Allah gives barakat in it. How many of us we got joint problems, knee problems, back problems, other joint problems? Everyone generally has got these problems. And as age comes, these problems come also. So by giving our sadaqah for every joint, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also felt it heavy, a challenge. 360 sadaqahs every day. Even if you have the money to give 360, you give 1 rand, it's 360 rand a day. And then the occasion to give also. So they found it. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Arhamur Rahimeen. So kind was his ummah. What shafqat, what kindness Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had with the ummah. He said, may we explain it so easy that the sadaqah is not only that money you give or food that you give or clothes that you give, but you smile with your Muslim brother. That is also sadaqah. And so you see something on the road that causes inconvenience, you move it away, that is also sadaqah. Somebody is loading his car and you see he's going through, it's not so easy, you go and help him, it's also sadaqah. Somebody asks you directions, you give him the right directions, it's also sadaqah. So all these things are sadaqah. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, and 2 rakats of chaash namaz, duha, salatu duha, is sadaqah for all the 360 joints. So we should read our chaash namaz also. Allah give us tawfiq. And then at least once in a lifetime, in fact it should be more often, but at least once in a lifetime, we should be making our 12 rakats. Today if we find anyone making namaz at about 11, half past 11, it's like a wonder in the world. It's the 7 wonders of the world. This is a big wonder if somebody is making. But this should be the our way that we should be making. So Allah, and moreover, for the ladies, and mashallah, there are plenty ladies who they program themselves, they do their housework, and time of charge, they are on the musalla. And they are making. Allah make it that we, Allah give us all tawfiq, not only once 12 rakat, but we make it a normal feature to make 12 rakat. We have become such, we have turned away from deen so much, to make the 2 nafils of zuhr is a problem. Where are we going to make? But we should make that effort. To make our ishraq 4 rakat, make our chaash, and without doubt, no matter how busy we are, we will see how Allah gives us our rosy, sees to all our needs. Allah will grant afiyat and salamati, and things will go smooth in our lives. When we, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Dunya has been created for you. We've got it the wrong way, that we feel we are created for dunya, and I have to work for dunya. Our whole worry for our children also. They must go to school, university, they must earn dunya. Dunya is the big worry. Everything about dunya. But if we see to deen, this dunya is created for us. The dunya is to serve us. And we today are serving the dunya. We are completely opposite. Who are supposed to be the leaders have become the followers. And who are supposed to be the followers, who were to follow us, they became the leaders today. The Western world and this modern world, they had to follow the people of deen. But when we started following them, the leaders became the followers. And the followers became the leaders, these kuffar. And the people of the West, with all their fashion and lifestyle, they are leading us. We are supposed to be the leaders, but they became the leaders and we became their followers. And we're following like stupid monkeys and baboons, we are following these people. So dunya Allah has made for us. الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. Your job is akhirah. Your job is deen. If we do our work, then Allah will make dunya serve us. Today we feel it is a great achievement that we became a mechanic, a motor car mechanic, for example. Now you are under the car all the time. You are in your overalls and your grease. Your work was not there. Your work was not to drive also. Your work was to sit in the back seat. The door had to be open for you and you just had to sit. And a driver will take you where you want to. If we do deen's work, the whole dunya was at the feet of the Sahaba. And not only the insan, but also the seas were there. The jungles, the animals were all in their service. The river Nile was in their service. When they became Allah, Allah put everything at their feet and everything served them. And today is the same rule also. The same Allah, the same deen, the same rule. But we have become slaves of the dunya. So when we have become the slaves of the dunya, and we are exhausting ourselves, and we are working so hard, and we are at the end of the day, when a person dies, what does he take with him? Absolutely nothing. Dhul-Qarnayn, who was not the ruler of the whole world, but the owner of the whole world. He made wasiyat when he passed away, you must put my two hands out of my janazah. So that the whole world can see today's janazah is going, and the person who owned the whole world, not only the ruler, the owner of the whole world, is going empty-handed. So what we're going to take with us finally? And till today is the same thing. Whoever we go and bury, nothing whatsoever do they take. Not one bit of this dunya. The kafan is also not what they earned or something. But it is out of respect. Otherwise, you don't take a person naked. How will it look? So the kafan is put. But really, even that kafan, we did not earn it. And the people who reached reality, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that you must give me my kafan in the clothes I'm wearing. He says, new clothes, leave it for the people of this dunya. Hey, I'm going now. So they also understood that even those things are not the real objectives. Today we have become the slaves of the dunya, and the dunya is ruling over us. Like for example, you have got you are owning a house, beautiful house, double story with all facilities, amenities. And you got an outbuilding, somebody was desperate, you gave him a room to stay there. But you became so weak and you neglected yourself. And you became, mentally also you became disarranged. So he came and pushed you out of the house. And he took control. And now he puts you into that outbuilding. Whereas this whole building belongs to you. Today that is what has happened. The kuffar pushed us out of our position. We were at the highest level. But they pushed us out. And they are in charge today. We don't have to even push them out. We just have to come back on deen. Come out of all this what we are unmindful of. Bring our ruh in control again. Make our contact with Allah again, and automatically we'll reclaim our lost position. What is the position of the believers? Allah will give it back. But if we come on deen, but unfortunately the thinking by and large of the Muslims is that we have to have dunya, dunya's education, and we have to have things of this dunya, business we have to see to, all that, then we'll be alright. Deen, no consideration for deen. Just outwardly, little bit, some people that we must make our namaz have deen. Deen is the most important. And when we will do all these things, all our ibadah, then see what Allah will give us. Allah give us all tawfiq, give us the correct understanding. And more than the understanding, the correct amal. And more than the amal, acceptance and the pleasure of Allah. Allah bless us all with that.